What's up everyone, Amateur is back with a new episode of Code 7. In the last episode, we went with Raven to the data hub to gather some data and to download some data. We accidentally released the really, really annoying AI into the whole city. I'm really looking forward to what kind of events this will provide for us in the future. But today we have a new objective with Bear, and I'm really looking forward to this because that means that we can have some more fun with Muffin. We learned the wild loops that we have not used yet. So, Paranoia Theater, find the Dark Dragon's hideout and investigate potential phantom plague leads. Let's go!
There we are, Midnight Street, busy as usual. So, if I was a despicable underground gang, where would I hide?
Under a bar? In a shady alley? Why is it called Midnight Street? I would say under a bar, to be honest.
It used to be popular, but gangs switched places when it became too obvious.
Okay.
It also became too expensive to maintain a cover bar that didn't receive as many visitors as actual ones.
I get that.
I remember partying here until dawn when I was a teenager. It's still called Nemo Synth, named after Nemo C, the goddess of memories.
Okay.
I expect it to be somewhere more remote. They'll have to dispose of dead Novi, and you can't do that on an open street. Nope, just a dirty old yard with, a few stray cats. We have to keep looking. Corpses among the rubble. That might be their dumpster, but I don't see an entrance here. Damn. I'm sorry that this has been done to you. I promise I'll make sure that they're put behind bars. May your souls rest.
Rest in peace? Robots don't have souls. Let's find these bastards.
Oh, I will. Paranoia Theater has to be nearby. They wouldn't dispose of them right next door, so it's probably not the neighboring buildings. I bet it's in that alley over there. This must be it. This is their tag, two large D's with wings. There's a hatch, but it's locked. A digital lock, as it seems.
Can you open it? Why would a gang mark their hideout? I think that's a very valid question.
Mostly. Mark your territory. It's like dogs peeing on bushes. They claim this part of the city. If a gang is big enough, they can afford less secrecy since people wouldn't dare to oppose them. Not even the police. And that way they can get away with things like torture and pit fights.
Well.
No. It's a dead man lock. Forcing it open will detonate the small bomb inside it, but that also means it's open digitally. Can you look for a computer around here that might open it?
Of course, and we have Muffin available. I like that. So system will not hurt, right? So, Muffin? I need your Muffin. Woohoo! Network. Alright, no connection so far. Muffin, airshaft, enter. Whoa. Okay. So I would actually say, while there's no wall, go forward, turn right, go forward, turn left, forward, right. Let's see if this works how I think it would. While there's no wall ahead, you go forward, turn right, go forward.
When you have multiple repeating lines of code, you can combine them in a single while loop. Just make sure its condition is always met.
Yes, I know. Turn right. So, wait a second. You go forward. Oh shit, we need to go two forward. Fuck. So we go forward, and then we go another one forward, and then we turn right, and then we go forward, turn left, go forward, go forward. That should actually work out, right? Yeah. Ah, shit. Oh, yeah. Well, it would work, kinda. Nice! We did it! That was easy! Cool! So, let's check the network. So, security, hatch log. Oh, wait a second. I really want to check the other thing first. MIPU, I will not take them back. Hey Alicia, so, well, somehow I want 13 robotic jellyfish, don't ask. Also, I don't have room for them, so they're on their way to you. Take them. Don't fight me on this. You now own 13 jellyfish. Congratulations. News things are shutting down. Alright. Not really that interesting. So, back to Muffin, back there, and then security, hatch lock, unlock.
I can open it now. Let's go. Oof, I shiver just thinking about this place. Novi slaves, pit fighting. How can people still do that? Centuries of knowledge and experience, and we're still barbaric.
Well, some things never change. Humans don't learn, we've improved a little, there's hope with people like you. Humans don't learn, but there's hope with people like you.
I like to believe that positivity radiates somehow, somewhere into the world and improves it, even if it's by little steps.
Yeah, it will. It will. Don't worry.
We're here for the mission. It's pretty quiet.
Yes. Here for the mission.
Rumors were true. Usually it should be packed with people. It's prime time. The corridor is pretty narrow and decorated with layers of posters, flyers, and the sword. The floor is littered with junk and dirt. There's nobody here as far as I can tell.
I can see dots on my map, and here I thought gang members are tidy people. I can see dots on my map.
Novi, most likely. I can see a Novus around the corner, down the hall. You know the drill. Enabling tactical mode.
Yes. I like this with his fucking glasses. Like, alright. Enabling tactical mode, and then just his glasses light up? Oh well.
All sorts of things. Broken hay pads, e-cigarettes, needles, but mostly dirt and dust. Wait, these are mostly posters for art exhibitions. Odd. This might be the last thing I'd expect on the walls of a gang hideout. Most of them are animated. Makes the corridor feel alive. Everything looks so unreal. Surreal sculptures by Monkeister Katz. I know that one. I was there a long time ago. It was pretty wild.
Okay. So, I would say you go. Can I just send him to TC1? Okay. If that's the case, I need my muffin. Oh, I can't. Because we need to get rid of that kill boy over there. So let's see if we can I can't deploy muffin. Okay. I have a problem. Because the M8 and the Killboy don't move. Like, I mean, seriously. TC1, and then we go to TC4, and then we go to TC6, and then that's it.
If you want to access the computer on the ceiling, you should deploy Muffin here.
Okay, thank you. Can you? Dude. Stop. Like, shit. Okay. Oh, come on, he's again not in range. Shit. You pause right there. We return our muffin, and then we deploy our muffin, and then we access... Ah, shit. We access that air condition. Oh, shit. Okay, that doesn't really help. Fire alarm. Okay. Yes. That's exactly what I want. Okay, bear. So. We restart you. Muffin stays over there. And then we plan for you. Wait. So you go to TC1. TC1, 4, and then you go to TC6. Right. Oh, that was really close. Okay. So, network access. So, bear, navigation, start. Go, 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 go! Ah, fuck. Okay. It's really annoying that you have to, like, be really, really quick, but... Oh, I can press Control Q to start stopping. I forgot that. Okay. So, and we need to stop bullet time next time, because... Otherwise, there's not enough time. So... Here, muffin, air conditioning, fire alarm, maintenance, alarm, test. Alright, now we do Control W, bear, navigation, start. Faster! Can I tell him to start moving immediately? Oh, I can! Control Q. I'm stupid, okay. I got it. I don't have to switch back. That's my mistake I do all the time. That's the mistake I did in the last episode already. Why do I only realize this now? Oh shit, okay, but I have to wait until they stop moving. Okay, I got it. No problem. So? Muffin, network, access. Now. Alright.
Hi, Nisha. This is a water tank. A huge water tank. And someone is pinned against a glass wall from the inside. He's dead.
Shit.
For quite some time.
He's dead for quite some time. Who's Nisha?
Oh, well, you know the term Mother Earth? Nisha is basically Mother Universe. I'm a synergist.
Okay.
I'd be happy to tell you more about it at HQ.
I did a little research, and the Paranoia Theater used to be an aquatic zoo decades ago. You're likely to find more of these tanks.
Can't wait. This corridor practically turns into a glass tunnel through another aquarium. There's water all around us, turquoise light everywhere. It's beautiful. If you forget for a second where we are. The whole western part is, or was, an aquarium. I just didn't see it at first because it's barely lit. There's a little alcove, which I assume served to watch the fish that used to be in here. I wonder what they had in here. It's so big it could have fit a whale. He's glued to the glass and bloated from the water. There's a note pinned to his chest saying, "This happens to traders and moles. Let it be a warning. Mole, you must have been an undercover agent."
Alright, then. Dark Dragon? Database? Search? I don't have an ID. Alright, we need to return Muffin, right? Well, let's move our bear around a little bit more. Come on, navigation plan. So, you can go to TC7, TC... 8. I think I'll take this route. You know what? It doesn't really matter where to go. TC9. TC0. 12. 13. 14. And then we go to that one. So. You go. Wait a second, it's the Star-Lord is away? Henry III, killer dick. It's kind of funny. Okay, Muffin. You come back. Okay, they don't care about him. That's pretty cool. So, deploy Muffin, access that one. So, Fire Alarm 5. Which one is that? Oh, it's that one over there. Okay, then they swarm into that one. That's really good. Which one is that? Okay, that's the one I'm currently in. But then there was... Wait a second, there was Alarm Control 3 as well. Which one is that? Oh, down there. Okay. Okay, but I cannot enter the computer. Okay. Well, that's fine. So, Bear, you go ahead. Are you serious? Okay. No, wait, fuck. That was not good. Okay, I have to... Yeah. I fucking got it, okay? Where is he? I didn't see him. Move it. Alright. Muffin, your turn. Let's start the alarm. Right. That was it. That was good.
A very chaotic room. Lots of cardboard boxes and... Whoa! Holy... Whew! Oh, huge fish just swam over my head. Like the corridor, all walls and the ceilings are glass, with water all around us. It looked like a whale shark. I didn't expect it. Whoa! Another one! Wait, they're machines. Robotic fish. That's impressive. So, yes, the room looks barely used, if used at all. Huh, there's some footprints in the dust. So they do use this room? There are lockers on the east side of the wall, and there's a Novi in the corner. Dead as it seems.
Are you sure about that?
The lower half was torn off. It's just a torso. Must have...
Please, I can't fight... anymore.
Hey, it's okay. Nobody's gonna make you fight anymore. I'm here, okay? Don't be afraid.
My owner. I have to bring her the newspaper. It's Sunday. She needs me. She's old. She needs me.
Needs me.
Rest in peace. I'm sorry. Equipment for arena fights. Some weapons, even armor pieces, grenades. And in this box, we've got paint, some sort of banners and flags, and this looks like a fog machine.
Take some weapons. This is disgusting, Salzburger. Take some weapons, dude.
I am not taking lethal weapons with me.
Why?
Will not kill. End of discussion. That's all there is.
Okay.
An old computer with barely enough power to run. It seems to be for scheduling the fights. There are actually more Novi fish in the water than I thought. Now that my eyes are adjusted to the dim lights, I can see schools of smaller fish, even jellyfish. How long does their energy last for, I wonder?
Good question. Alright, now we need to return Muffin. He's really, really well placed in here. Boy, because then he can access the computer. And the fire alarm again. Oh shit, wait, I wanted to start with this one. Apps, utilities, file permissions, files, documents. So, read is fine. Read is fine. It's fine. Oh wait, should we maybe, you know what, we give us writing rights for everything. Why not? Can only help, right? So, files, documents. Saturday, Machina versus the Prophet. Okay, these are the fighting logs. What's that? This unit is a bit crazy. Don't hesitate to disable it when necessary, alright? Massive Mini Teen, SIN ID 8805. I can override this anytime I want to. Maybe we'll need this in the future. I will write this. Not needed for now. Okay, I will just leave it how it is. And we check this one now. Let's check the mail. New Prelin shipment. Riley Face. Fire Princess Mole. Okay, these are the fighters, I guess. So, file permissions. Next match info. Of course I want to access that. What do you think? Oh, new info found. Slave ID. More torture events. They sell the best. Memo to myself. Buy Harmageddon. Win ratio is off the charts. This is confidential. We got a shitload of money from someone to make sure the SIN with the ID 1168 loses next fight. So make sure this happens. I've already rigged him that he walks towards the lasers, but he only does it the first time though. Need my help with this. Huh. I could. Yeah. Not needed for now, I guess. But that's really interesting. So we know. Okay, but I really don't know how to switch. What would make sense to switch around? So let's move on for now, shall we? Alright, so Bear. We need to navigate you. Where to go? We need to get you to TC-15. So I would suggest you go to 14? 13? We take the long way. I prefer to be safe than sorry, to be honest. And then we can go to 15. Can I check the map further? Because we haven't been up there. Does this lead together in the end? I really don't know. You know what? Let's take a little detour. Let's go to 14, and then we go to 11, 8, 7, 6. Let's head back for now. Ah, fuck. I'm stupid. Okay. Got it. Muffin. Your time to shine. So, alarm control, fire alarm. 5. Alright. Oh, now you can just walk through. Perfect. Right, because I'm not really sure if I really want to check out the other office as well. So that means we use... So, navigation plan, and we bring you up to... Oh shit, why can't you go to TC4? Doesn't work. I'm a little bit annoyed about that, to be honest. I wanted to check out the other office as well. Dude, why can't you go back? Harmageddon. Rob not overwritten. Override code. Oh shit, I would need... Fuck, I need the Harmageddon code again. I'm stupid. Oh, I can kill them. I can just disable them. I'm so stupid. Massive Mini Teen 8805. So, I will write these down for me so I can just disable them on the go. Alright. So, nearby, Harmageddon, override. We have the code 4319. Wrong code. That's bad. Okay, that was the ID, not the override code, apparently. Well, shit. Why can't I go with him back to TC? TC4, this is so annoying. I really want to get back with him. Okay, well, I'm a little bit annoyed, but it is how it is. So let's go with TC9, TC10. Oh no, shit. TCO, TC12, and then we go to 15. Right, so we go until here. Oh, come on, I stopped too late. That was really, really close. Okay. So, fire alarm 5. Go, 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 go! Yes, all right.
This must have been a place to take a break, back at the aquarium times. There are 2 benches, 3 snack machines, and a few info screens about sea life. Careful, there's a Novus down the hall looking this way. I was lucky that this tunnel is almost unlit, or it would have seen me.
Take it out. Can you sneak around it? What do you plan to do? Take it? No, what do you plan to do?
Let me think. This is a place full of violent and deadly Novi.
The Dark Dragons must have some sort of failsafe for the Novi. There's no way these people would risk them breaking out and slaughtering everyone without a shutdown command.
I agree. I saw we have access to their database. Override codes must be stored in there.
Good. Then keep a lookout for any sort of code or IDs you can find.
Will do. Let's investigate, partner.
Wait a second. I need to see what you're doing, dude. Right. Can you inspect? So I had to reload because the camera didn't update. That was basically.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you hope to find, except for messages from lovebirds and chewing gum. They're empty. And even if they weren't, I don't believe they still work. Wait. This one still has some death balls in them, and they're probably still edible. I can't believe I loved these as a kid. I would always only eat half of my dinner, so I had room for these three sugar bombs that I've smuggled home from school. I see. This place was never about showing real-life animals, but artificial recreations of extinct ones. It's like a big underwater memorial. It starts with a list of extinct species. Man, it's even longer than the last time I checked. At least the tardigrade is still around. This animal will outlast us all. Which button should I press?
Hawaiian monk seal vaquita tardigrade. Let's go with the first
seal,
one.
Which was an endemic to the Hawaiian Islands. The natives there called it Iloholoikuawa, which means dog that runs in rough water. It was the last monk seal species when it died out.
Interesting. Move two. Check out the quarters. Why not?
Wow. How beautiful. This seems to be the sleeping quarter. But there are lights all around the room, outside in the water. Purple, yellow, red. The light is reflected everywhere. It's moving slowly and jellyfish are floating all around us. It's magical. A dozen mattresses are scattered on the floor, along with some belongings. People must have left their stuff behind in a hurry. Lots of empty breathers, too. This must also be their planning room. There's a large table in the middle with a map of the city and all sorts of names and images on the wall. There's a phone on the ground in the corner. Several spots are marked red, with labels saying Wave 1, 2, and 3. They were planning something big. Huh. Wait. Those are all territories of rival clans. They were trying to wipe out the competition in one operation? Mishvalam! They were planning on using two behemoths! How did they get behemoths?
What is that? But behemoth is never good in a video game.
Sorry. It's a huge exoskeleton. Someone can climb into it and then pilot it with their movements. Some call it a mech. It's at least 50 meters tall and a walking fortress of death.
Can we use them?
Theoretically. The locations are marked. We could probably track them down, but we're here for the Phantom Plague.
Of course.
We need to focus on our current mission. I'm taking the intel to HQ. Dozens of empty breathers. They're used to inhale airborne drugs, slowly replace needles when they became as cheap as gums. I would bet they were using lime. Oh, what a smell. They're all very used. Some of them have sheets, others sleeping bags. Some of the owners hid money under them. Great, mold. More coins here, and what's this? Just a shopping list. Sorry for getting your hopes up. Healthy diet. A couple of phones. Batteries are dead, though. There's a purse with cigarettes, gum, a note. Let me spell it out for you. I'm gonna leave this shitty group. Call it a change of heart for all I care. After processing hundreds of sins who were begging for your mercy, it changes you, okay? I'm heading to the main base to tell the boss myself. Scylla.
If Scylla's still alive,
where that is, so we could send a team there to end this gang once and for all.
Yep, but we don't. Oh, override code for 8805. Now we can disable Harmageddon. Very good. Why can't I move him now? No, okay. What's lime?
Listler's methamphetamine, a more addicting and more dangerous version of meth. Listler made billions with it before he got dismembered by one of his customers.
Customers, okay. Move to. Check the playroom.
This seems to be their entertainment area. TVs, a couple of couches, lots of VR chips, and a lava lamp. At least 3 dozen empty beer bottles are scattered across the carpet. 2 big screens, one of them still running. It's the news channel. They're reporting on the Orion's incident. Ah, good. The evacuated people safely returned home. It's wireless, and...
Hello! I'm a lava lamp! Hi! I'm Maya. Nice to meet you. I was very lonely here. I tried to invite the fish to discuss current political issues, but they don't seem to like the topic or having opinions.
Curious. Hello, Meta. Pleasure to meet you, too.
So you're here now. Hi again, Meta. Meta, what... Hi again.
Hi! Do I know you?
Oh, you should.
Wait! I recognize your signature. You were with...
Hello, Kiko.
At the satellite, weren't you?
Yes.
You know each other? Wait, don't tell me you're the novice that Raven set free.
Yeah, she's Raven's
absolutely
new best friend.
Don't blow my cover.
Have you seen anything out of the ordinary around here?
There was screaming of joy, or fear, or both. I cannot tell the difference. Look how pretty my lava blobs are. And did you see the fish? Everything is so exciting.
Okay, let's go with screams of fear. And yes, you're very, very pretty, but we have to keep moving. I'm sure we'll see each other again. These things are selling like hotcakes. You just put them on your temple and then zone out completely into whatever VR world is selected. People like to get high before the journey. Not that you couldn't achieve all that with meditation, but folks are lazy, I guess.
Try one.
Yeah, right. Let's mute all my senses while deadly Novi and a potential plague lurk around. Nah, no thank you.
I don't get it. Right, move to the bathroom.
A bathroom. Not as disgusting as I had imagined, but still not very inviting. There are showers, some toilet stalls, and a bookshelf? Yeah, there's a bookshelf in this bathroom. I wonder if people who have trouble peeing in the company of others have an issue with staring fish. Because this octopus sure seems to be interested in me. Very simple, open showers. There's a lot of graffiti on the walls, lots of tags, a mermaid with 2 machine guns, the line, "The dragons will rise," and 42 written in large letters. On second look, I see it's not only books, but comics too. Superheroes, mangas, and for whatever reason, quite a big selection of cooking books. You're enjoying this, aren't you? But you've got a point. Many criminals hide their stash in the inside of a toilet because it's suitably disgusting, and nobody would look there, right? It finally pays off that Raven makes me bring gloves to every mission.
You're welcome.
All right, let's do this. Nothing, nothing, something, nothing. Gotcha! A little plastic bag with lime, money, and a sheet of paper. Paranoia Theater, letter of ownership, gambling rewards. Following sins belong to gambler A3847, sin 1247, 0479, 4451. Huh, that looks like something we could use.
We can! That is awesome! Our database just increased. I mean, I have everything available here. Why am I writing this shit down anyway? I don't get it. Well, we should be able to shut most of them down by now. Right, can you go to RO3? Perfect. Right, that helped us a shit ton, and that saved us a shit ton of serious headache. So we can shut down Thanos, I know that. Alright. So database, which one was a shit? The robot Jesus is not the right one. Slicer is not the right one. Killer Dick is not the right one. Thanos, SIN ID 4451, override shit. Okay, I have to write it down. Alright, let's override him. That was that one. And excellent. Deactivate.
Way's clear now. Thank you. I've got a dead man here. No signs of violence, no wounds, marks, anything. Eyes white as snow, no irises. The face shows a screaming expression of fear.
Okay, I can't go up, right? I hate that. I want to check out the whole fucking facility. Sounds like the Phantom Plague. Are there more? Could know we have. Sounds like the Phantom Plague.
I trust your judgment. That's good. For the mission. Not for this man.
Yeah.
We should move. Oh, shit! Whoa! I thought there was a corpse outside in the water, but. No, it can't be. It's moving. It looks like a shadow. Dark fog. It's staring at me with glowing purple eyes.
Seeing monsters were part of the symptoms. Colburn used a hallucination device, but that's gone. Well,
reassuring. From our data, at least we know it's not contagious. At least not in the way we think. Let's find out what happened here.
Sounds like a plan.
There's another one on the other side. Hello? Can you? Nishvalam! A giant kraken. It's. Oh no! It's putting its arms around the glass tunnel. Oh no! It's breaking the glass. It's gonna break. I'll drown! No! What? It's gone! The Kraken, the cracks, it was... Oh, it was a hallucination, wasn't it?
Holy shit, there. Dude.
It was just a hallucination. We've been briefed. It happens with the Phantom Plague.
Yeah, right. It was not real. Whew. Okay, let me scan the body. Our researchers might be able to do something with it. Let's keep moving. Jeez. I'm still sweating. Nishvalam. It means Nisha give me strength. Something I need right now. But I'm okay. I'm okay. Let's keep moving.
Sounds good. Okay. Can you move to somewhere? No? How do I move the map around? I really would like to, like, investigate the rest of the facility. And we don't have the codes for these, only for the other ones. But I can't go back to the other ones. That's a little bit annoying, to be honest. Alright, we really need to go to one of these access points. That means we go to TC 32, 35, 36, 37, 34. So, yeah, 39, it doesn't help. And we can go to, well, let's go to 40, I guess. No, I guess we don't. I guess we go to, oh yeah, okay, no, that's really shitty. It doesn't matter. Alright, 39 and then 42. So you go ahead. Alright, can we deploy Muffin right there? Ah, it's not enough. Shit. Alright, I don't really know how to, because... Okay, yeah, I have to go TC-30 and then 33. We have to... We cannot go there. This will definitely kill us. I have no idea how we're supposed to do this, but let's go. Don't go too fast. I wanted to deploy Muffin at least. Right, Muffin is deployed right there. Which is perfect for me. Okay, there's this. Okay, we can only access these fire alarms with that. Okay. Well. Right. We don't go that route. You go TC 30, 31. 34, 39, and then 42. We have Muffin in a very good position, which is really, really awesome. Okay. Maybe I can do it like this. Oh shit! Okay, nope. Holy fucking shit. Come on, go, 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 go! Yes, we made it!
My niece, whoa. The stairway is full of corpses. All of them have white eyes. They were fleeing from something. Could the Phantom Plague affect so many people in such a short time?
I don't know. Maybe I only saw it happen to one person.
Let's get to the bottom of this. The plague might be more deadly than anticipated.
I've reached lower levels. There, also. Yeah, okay. No wounds again, I assume? How can you be sure it will not affect you? They deserve this. How can you be sure it will not affect you?
My suit has protection filters. Keeps me from getting infected by almost anything. But I doubt this is like anything we know. This is different.
What are these black things flying around there? This is freaking me out a little bit. This is definitely the Phantom Plague, but look around.
We need every single scrap of intel from here. This might be our only chance to come this close to
the
plague.
Shit, the arena.
I'm gonna scan the bodies for our researchers.
Just promise me to leave as soon as you hit TL3, alright?
What's TL3?
Level 3. I can't promise anything, Raven. We're talking about a potential pandemic that we must stop before it's too late.
Stubborn as ever.
What can I say? I'm a people person.
Alright, let's move to R03.
This seems to be the preparation room. Jeez. Look at all these weapons. There's a schedule on the wall and another list. Huh. Looks like names of fighter Novi and just normal names with them. I wonder what this means.
Don't know if we get names? Maybe it's their owner, pretty sure it's Battles. Don't they get
they
names?
They can apply for a name, yes, but I don't expect the Dark Dragons to care about that. They're real names. It's odd. There doesn't seem to be anything else in here.
No inspect option. Right, check out the other side.
This must be the, I don't know, social lounge? Couches, a fridge with beer, pinball machine. I assume they hang out here between fights or during preparations. Hard to imagine people like these having some free time with a beer and pinball. Dobry Wilk beer. Tons of it. I didn't even know these still existed. It must be worth a lot. It's a Funk Raider TS-2014. White leather, worn out. They were consuming Draxel here. I can recognize these blue stains anywhere. Nasty drug. Makes you feel great, but slowly decomposes your bones over the course of 20 years.
What? Not good, dude. Alright, let's move to the arena.
We should... Mishvalam. Where did all these corpses come from? What's going on?
You just saw them a minute ago. Oh, this happened to Zoya too, right?
What happened to her? Corpses appearing out of nowhere?
She saw a child and forgot about
it. Child? What child? Alright, but how is that related to these corpses appearing out of nowhere?
They did not appear out of nowhere.
Alex is right. These corpses were here when you arrived. You saw them. How could you forget that?
Impossible. Wait, the EIU, they mentioned something in the latest update. One of the side effects of the Phantom Plague, memory loss. But how?
So the Phantom Plague can compromise your short-term memory? That's worrying.
It is. So that's why I'm here. Somehow I always remember.
You remember? That's why we need you. That's why the EIU asked us to take you with us.
But why Alex? It could have been any AI. No offense.
What is the problem with me?
Let me finish my investigation so I can get out of here.
Yes, sounds good. Go to the arena.
This is where the fights happen. A big arena with several rows of seating around it. Everything is under a glass dome, and more water outside, lit with red light and... Are those sharks? Yeah, we're being circled by sharks in the water. No, not only sharks. Shadows. Humanoid shadows in the water. Dozens of them. Hello? Can you hear me? Hi, Nisha. If my memory is broken, tell me, have I seen this before?
They're not real.
I know. They can't be. But how? What is causing this?
Oh, they are real.
Who's there?
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to startle you. I'm up here, in the cage. My name's Max. Considering the circumstances, I'd rather skip the pleasure to meet you.
Hello, Max. I'm Bear, an agent of the EIU. I'm here to help you. Are you alright? Did anybody hurt you?
Confirmed. I'm without damage. The shadows got everyone before my battle could begin.
What battle? The shadows are real? How did you end up here? Well, we know about the battle, so the shadows are real?
You have a digital friend? Yes, they must be real, because I've seen them too. There's no such thing as no V hallucination. These shadows are real, and they killed most humans in here.
Who were you about to fight?
I was about to fight Slicer. Not that I wanted to. They would have wiped the floor with me. I was captured and forced to fight here. They torture you until you break, and then they reprogram you, turn you into a fighter.
They killed most humans, you said? What happened to the rest? Did they escape?
No. Nobody escaped. Some were taken, abducted by the shadows. Another reason why they must be real. Hallucinations can't take you away, last time I checked.
What? That's valuable intel, albeit even more worrying. I have a hard time wrapping my head around what this Phantom Plague is. You seem to have retained your personality. How did that happen? I mean, I'm happy for you, but you said they reprogrammed you.
Answer is no. When the shadows attacked, some of my personality suppressor got deactivated. I stepped back to who I was before. I can't tell you why or how. The shadow also communicated.
Okay, hold on. They communicated? How?
As in talking. Most of it couldn't be computed. But some words? Feed? Sacrifice? and Lily.
Lily? Like the kid that Zoya saw?
This can't be a coincidence.
Okay, this is all too much to process right now. We should postpone this talk until we're back in safety. I'm getting you out of there, Max.
Thank you. I thought I would rust to death in here. Oh no. That's Slicer. His personality suppressor is selective.
We can deactivate him. No problem.
First human? I always wanted to fight a human. Oh, did I say fight? I meant slaughter.
Please, run. He's too dangerous. Leave me behind. I don't want anyone to die because of me. Please.
No problem.
No. No more Novi are being harmed on my watch.
Exactly.
I'm not fighting you, Slicer. I'm getting you both out of here, all right?
You must be confused. I'm already out, see? Now, where is my lovely katana? I'd like to redesign you a little.
Holy shit, dude.
Alex, can I count on your assistance?
Of fucking course. I got
no
your back,
killing,
dude.
Okay? Slicer, be reasonable. Your mind has been tampered with. You're not yourself.
That's where you're wrong. Born and raised a war robot. The Dark Dragons just added some spice. And now shut up and fight.
Bear, don't do your pacifist thing now, okay? Your life is more valuable.
It is.
Never. I will not let the Sandman mission be in vain.
Come on, dude.
No more killing.
Oh, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The fight of the century is about to begin.
It's not going to last long.
Fat, dangerous, Slicer versus
No Man Found.
Get ready.
Come on, dude. Wait a second. Slicer, override. Boss personality. Off.
What happened? What did you do? Why am I fighting a human? What is going on here? Was it a good fight at least? I can't remember. I hate bad fights.
It's okay. Everything is good now.
We could have killed him with a laser. At least I think so.
Thank you, Alex. Let's get you out of here. Max, you're coming too.
I don't want to stress anyone, but could you hurry? The shadows in the water are getting restless.
Oh shit.
What are you? Shvalam, so many. Where do they come from? The whole water is black, eyes everywhere. We need to get out of here.
What? No, we don't run from fights, we embrace them. Well, maybe not this one. Run!
Okay.
Run!
Now, quick! Ah! Right behind you! Please, Slicer, stop this madness! We don't. Okay, I brought some company. They don't have a home right now, and I said they can stay with us until we figured something out.
Bear, you can't. Ugh. Argue with you on this.
I'm sorry. I don't want to cause any trouble. I can be quiet in the corner.
What a shabby base you have. I love it.
I like Slicer already.
You're the worst.
I know. I'm sorry. You know, I can't. Not after Sandman. I didn't want to worry you.
It's okay. It worked out. So, what intel do we have?
I've already forgotten what we saw. Alex? Max?
The shadows are no hallucinations. The Phantom Plague abducts some victims. There was no voice saying There was a voice saying Lily. Well, the shadows are no hallucinations.
Right. I saw the shadows, which means they could be hallucinations. Let alone abduct people, which they also did. And they talked. Lily, feed, and sacrifice. That's what I heard.
Whatever the Phantom Plague is, it needs to be stopped. Did you load your scans on the computer, Bear?
Yeah, it's all here. How's your research going?
Good. I finally found Gorski's location. We should go and investigate. There's no time to lose.
Oh, I see Muffin received another update. If loops are available now, the learn levels will teach you how to use it, Alex.
All right. Day number 3. So, what are...
Take a nap. Synergist... I can take it from here.
What is the Sandman mission contact, Sam? What are synergists?
Synergists believe in the equal coexistence of organic and artificial life, Novi and humans. We believe in the chain of creation. The Big Bang created the universe. The universe, us, and we created the Novi. It's how life flows, but that doesn't mean that anyone is superior. We're all part of the same everything. This everything is a universe. Mother Nisha.
Alright, what is the Sandman mission? That's going to be interesting.
I don't want to talk about it.
Do it.
A couple of years back, we had to take care of a group of Novi who were faulty and dangerous. They didn't know they were a threat. Nobody told them.
Oh, shit.
So we led them into a chamber where they were wiped. Once they figured out what was about to happen,
they screamed, cried, begged for mercy. I still have nightmares about that night. Never again, I promised myself. Never again.
Okay, I kinda understand that. Alright, let me contact Sam.
Got any news for me?
Sully is still alive. Again. Do you know anything about Unit Zero? We've encountered a Black Novus called Styx.
Yeah, so I've heard. He should rename himself Lazarus. Sully must have started sending people after me. When I'm out investigating, I keep running into Novi or street thugs who always seem to know where I am. Guess that's good. Means the big bad AI is scared of me.
Are you safe?
Yes, I'm sure. I've got everything under control. It's safer for us to split up. If one of us gets caught, there's still someone out there who can stop Code 7. I'm stocking
that
up
makes
on
sense.
Defenses, though. Can't be sure enough. I have some guns, flash grenades, even found a space travel battery for my shuttle. Gotta go now. I think another robot's on my heels. Talk to you later.
All right. You do your thing. So, what are our objectives? Lobster Town. Okay, next objective is again with Raven. I really enjoy this game. More and more with every episode I'm playing. Like, this is already episode 2. And the game is not getting boring. It's not running into, like, always the same stuff. They were reinventing a new, like, stuff you could do now with Muffin and everything, with the hacking stuff. Now you get new stuff to program it with all the time. I really enjoy it, and they really, really spice it up with how they explain what's happening on the screen right now. I can't stop gushing over it. It's really, really awesome. I so much enjoy this kind of games. I really want more of those. If you know any games that are like this, let me know. I really, really want to see more of this kind of stuff. But enough gushing over this. I will end this episode right here. We will do the next objective with Raven in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit the like button. And don't forget to leave a comment. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already, because there will be more Code 7 content coming in the future. And I will see you in the next episode of Code 7. Really, really soon. See ya.